Blog Talk Radio.
Of our life is coming from the programs of life, how to live life that we get in the first 7 years of life. That's why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich. The movie The Matrix is not science fiction. It's a documentary. Every human, and this is a fact, every human first 7 years is download, a hypnosis. The brain of a child under seven is in a lower vibrational frequency. When you put wires on a person's head, you read electroencephalograph, reading brain activity. A child below seven has a lower vibration than consciousness. It's called theta. Theta is imagination. Oh, that's how kids play a tea party with mud pies, but to them it's a real thing. A kid rides a broom, it's a horse. That's theta, imagination. Theta is also hypnosis. And the idea is this: before you can become conscious, if you don't have any programs, what are you going to be conscious of? So nature makes the first 7 years. What kind of programs are required to live on this planet? I say, how do you get them? Theta is hypnosis. You just watch. You watch your parents, you watch your siblings and your community, because you have to learn how many 100,000 rules. Think about it. Just to be a functional member of a family and a functional member of a community, there are rules. Teach an infant these rules. It's like, oh, you don't have to. First 7 years, they observe it and just download it. Look, this is not new. I mean, there's the famous book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And basically said, you come from a poor family and you could struggle your whole life and try to get rich, but you're not going to make it. And if you come from a rich family, you could be stupid your whole life and make it. Not because it was thinking, but it was unconscious behavior that was downloaded from rich families into kids, which is unconscious. So they're making the right moves unconsciously. If they engage their conscious mind, then they look stupid, but it's unconscious. And that's the same thing with poor people. Poor people have beliefs from the family. Oh, you can't make it, life's a struggle, things are hard, who do you think you are? And if that's the program you get, then 95% of the day you will sabotage yourself. And that's why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich, because the programming. 95% of our life, this is a fact, comes from those programs in the subconscious. Every day, only about 5% of the life are you using conscious, which is creative. 5%!
So your life is being lived, even though you think you're living your life.
Exactly, and you don't see it because it's called subconscious, below conscious. And the Jesuits, for 400 years, they were boasting. People didn't understand. They say, give me a child until it's seven and I will show you the man. They've been saying that for 400 years because they knew 7 years was the program period. And 95% of your life after that will be whatever that program is. So you don't have to try and think about what happened. I just say, look at your life. The things you like that come into your life come in because you have a program that supports them. But anything you struggle with, work hard at, put a lot of effort into making it happen while you're working so hard, inevitably you have a program that doesn't support that conclusion and you're trying to override the program. So you don't need to do a lot of strength and psychology stuff. You just look at your life and say, where am I struggling? Because wherever you're struggling, inevitably, it's a program in your subconscious that does not support that destination you've been looking for. The conscious mind is creative and can learn in any number of ways. Read a self-help book, go to a lecture, listen to this program, and conscious mind's going to get some awareness. And I go, yeah, but subconscious mind doesn't learn that way. I go, right, it doesn't. Subconscious mind learns in two fundamental ways naturally. Hypnosis, which is the first 7 years. And after age seven, how do you put new programs in? Repetition. Practice. You want to drive a car, you didn't learn how by just getting in the seat and put the key in. You had to practice driving the car. You want to learn the alphabet. How many times did you go from A to Z? Try to go to A to Z before you can complete it. And once you completed it, you didn't have to go back and do it again. So two phases. You want to train the subconscious mind? Hypnosis. Repetition. I like the last one because there's a new phrase that's bandied about called fake it till you make it. Meaning, if you're not a happy person, I say, you want to be a happy person, then repeat all the time, I'm happy, I'm happy. I say, well, you don't look happy or anything. I say, no, who am I talking to? By repetition, I'm talking to subconscious. If subconscious gets, I am happy, and 95% of your life comes from that subconscious, there will be a point once the subconscious got, I am happy, you don't have to say it again.
Okay.
It'll be automatic.
And that's why we see people do affirmations and gratitude journals and stuff, because if you do that daily...
It's repetitive. That's the secret part. Putting a sticky note on the refrigerator is more like a suggestion, but it's not a repetition. So it doesn't work very well. But you have to do... Repetition is a habit. It's making habit. So you got to do something religiously in the sense of repeating it to make it work.
Do the rich people cringe and say, don't tell them that, Robert?
Yes, yes, yes. Don't tell people what you know.
Right.
Keep them poor. The moment I pay you, you think like an employee. The moment you accept the paycheck, your brain goes dead. That's the trap. Entrepreneurs work for free. As long as you're hungry, you'll think. The school system was designed to teach you to be an employee or a doctor or a lawyer, a specialist, but never about money. The poor will always be amongst us because it starts up here. It's in their words, you know, and the words become flesh. But when they say, I can't afford it or I can't do that, they go down. They become what they say. And I meet so many people, I can't afford it. You think I'm made of money? My PhD daddy says, what do you think I am, made of money? I can't afford that. And my rich dad would say, that's why he's poor. Poor people say, I can't afford it, I can't do that, I don't have time. Because this is an escape. It's an escape, you know what I mean? It's easy to say, I can't afford it. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I can't go to the gym. You know, when you could go to the gym. No, I can't. Truth is, I'm just too lazy to go to the gym.
And your rich dad used to say what instead of, I can't afford it?
How can I afford it? How can I do that? A question opens a mind, a statement closes the mind. So when you say, I can't afford it, your mind shuts down and you become what you say. People right now who are sitting at home, who are struggling financially or worried about money or unhappy, they may be making a lot of money, but unhappy with what they're doing. It was probably taught to you. You know, your superego was taught, get a job, work hard, or you'll never be rich, or the rich are evil, or whatever. Poverty is passed on. It's taught in your families. And middle class is taught in families.
And until you change your mindset,
correct,
money won't help you, right?
Correct.
And we see that with people that win the lottery, people that make more money, they still have the same problem.
Right.
Because they have that poor man's soul.
Correct. If you're poor, you'll always be poor.
That's really hard for people to understand.
Yeah, the money will disappear that fast. Just like most pro athletes, you know, they make millions of dollars and what, 65% are bankrupt 5 years later? It's because they come from poor families. But unfortunately, what Mr. Lipton was saying, it's passed down genetically. That's the frightening thing. If you don't want to learn it, I can't help you. You know, I have bad luck too. I've had financial crashes. I've had people stab me in the back. But they're all good because I grow from it. That's spirituality. You know, people who are afraid of making mistakes like they teach in school, they don't ever grow. Because spirituality is there's good and there's bad. There's right and there's wrong. There's up and there's down. Most people only want to be right. They only want to be positive. Well, you can't have that. That's not reality. And the average person, the reason they're poor is they haven't failed. You know, they play it so safe. They haven't made any mistakes like they taught in school. That means they don't learn anything. That's why the school system's actually fundamentally corrupt. It's anti-education. But the average guy is dead end there. Oh, I'm an A student. I'm going to do this all on myself. And a bunch of rugby players run you over. And you go, well, they're not playing fair. You know what, you're playing stupid. You should have a team. You should have accountants, attorneys, and bankers and all that stuff. But that's not the game I want to play. I said, then don't play the game. You know, the game of business is played with accountants, attorneys, bankers, hate to say it, politicians. You know, you got to know the game. You know, people say, well, money is not that important to me. Then if money is not that important to you, money is not important to you. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't care about money. The money doesn't care about you. You know, the word does become flesh. Or I'll never be rich. Or the favorite one is the rich are greedy. It's the poor that are greedy. You know, if you think about it, because to be rich, you have to give something. You know, you have to. I have to produce books and games, and I purchase real estate, I provide housing, provide jobs and all that. That's why I'm rich. But greedy people produce nothing. You know, Einstein said, you know, imagination is more important than knowledge, but knowledge empowers imagination. And what most people lack is real business knowledge, like accounting, you know, like debt, like taxes. You got to know that stuff, but they don't teach it in school to anybody. You see, most teachers in school, they're out of ethics. They teach subjects they themselves don't practice, because I understand what a fake teacher is. A fake teacher is somebody who just wants a job and they'll teach anything. You know, they teach how to shine shoes if you pay them more money. But they really don't know what they're teaching. In life, one of the things I suggest to people, you got to find a real teacher versus a fake teacher. And a fake teacher is somebody who doesn't do what they teach. And a real teacher is doing what they teach every day. Our school systems are making our students weaker. So in school, they have these things called now trigger effects. So you can't, as a teacher, you can't say anything that might upset the student. They don't want anything that might jar their point of view. You see, people say, well, why don't you give the poor money? So the only problem with that is it just creates more poor people.
Give a man a fish, he fishes for the day, or eats for the day.
Yeah, you give a man a fish, you get a lot of people who want more fish, you know? But you teach them to fish. We become creatures of our own habits. And until we break the habit, we don't change. Our schools don't teach that. Our schools teach almost the exact opposite of that. And the average person, the reason they're poor is they haven't failed. You know, they play it so safe. They haven't made any mistakes like they taught in school. That means they don't learn anything. That's why the school system's actually fundamentally corrupt. It's anti-education. So what I say to young people is you find your game. So my game financially is business, number one. Second is real estate. And that's why I pay no taxes. That's why Trump pays no taxes. Legally, it is a combination of business and real estate that gives us an unfair advantage over employees, because they don't know what to do. A lot of people would rather sit in the stands than be in the game. One of the greatest ways to acquire great wealth is playing Monopoly in real life. Four greenhouses, one red hotel. But is that all there is? That's it.
Robert, if I could give you some kind of a magic phone and you could make a call to the 20-year-old Robert Kiyosaki and give that young man a bit of advice, what would you tell him?
I would just say keep going. Just do what you have to do. Just, you know, live it to the fullest, which I did. Nothing I ever did made sense. Now, could you imagine quitting a $120,000 a year job for $200 a month to go fight in Vietnam and almost die? It didn't make sense, but it was the best decision I made at that time. And I think what most people do is they let their parents or their friends talk them out of life. So afraid of failing. But failing is how we succeed. You look at guys like Edison and all that. They failed like 1,014 times before he invented the light bulb. Our schools punish you for making mistakes. That's why we have so many people who are so afraid of admitting they make mistakes or afraid of failing.
Peace to God. Tune in to Freedom Fridays with your host, Kemel Jr. And I'm back. It's really growing. Doing a lot of things. But I got a new project, you know, after it's all said and done. Another one under the belt. I was asked for a little excitement, man. Got it unexpectedly. But, yeah. So, you know, just been really, you know, picking at my brain, working on things that I struggle at. It's definitely changing me. Definitely changing, you know, the status of myself. You know, we achieve great things, and sometimes we don't want to get complacent. We don't want to get stuck in one place. We want to, you know, keep going, keep the growth going. And sometimes it takes just, you know, picking at your brain, picking at some of the stuff you still struggle with that, you know, you could use other people to make up for those weaknesses, but sometimes it's good to be self-sufficient. You know, self-sufficiency is always key in anything. There's nothing wrong with being self-sufficient in everything, but I mainly just focus on the things that I'm struggling with as a person, and I have to constantly focus on it, you know, every day, every minute, every second. You know, that's probably one of the main focuses that I'm focused on, is, you know, that thing that I'm struggling with, and, you know, staying on it as far as not seeing it as a struggle, but seeing it more as a learning curve, something, you know, after I'm done with this, you know, I'll be able to perfect the process. You know, what we want to do is, when we, you know, around people, basically when we are around people, the energy we give off is growth, is uplifting people, is bringing them to the next level. The people that want it, of course, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody that gets touched by the energy, you're going to want it. But it's definitely about just having that energy and putting it out there, so the people that want it can utilize it. One of my biggest things is just affecting process basically, you know, just cut the time in half of, you know, however fast I'll reach success, or not even success. Yeah, I guess you could say success, because success is something based on yourself. It shouldn't be something that's based on what other people think, but yeah, your reputation is big, of course. Your reputation is very important. You know, never let anyone slander your reputation. But yeah, it's important. I lost track. Somebody called me and made me lose track. But where I was going, I don't think. But anyways, let me go back to the original point. I guess I was veering off a little bit. I don't think so, but, you know, some may think so. It's important. But definitely our thoughts, you know, sometimes we don't admit that we're struggling with certain things because it's embarrassing, or not even just embarrassing, but it messes with our ego. It's sometimes it's bigger than your ego. Because you have to think about the people you affect, the people who look up to you, the people who are learning from you. You know, that's important. Your energy's rubbing off on the people. So, you know, that's why. I mean, I really just do it for the future. You know, really the kids, you know, putting that energy out there. Because really, they're going to be able to take where I started and take it even further. And they can cut the time, you know, they can reach this point and, you know, go way further. And that's big, you know. Because that's what growth is. You know, growth is just understanding that, you know, pretty much you're here to just do whatever you're passionate about, you know. And help others to see that passion, that fire in your belly, that's what keeps you youthful, young, you know, having that energy. You know, a lot of people say, you know, when they get up in age, they lose that, but it's because you're not doing what you're passionate about. You know what I'm saying? You're forgetting to pick your brain. You're forgetting that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I ask for challenges. I ask for a challenge and I got it. I mean, I don't mind it, but I wanted to grow. I wanted something, you know what I'm saying, that I beat it. And now, I you know what I'm saying, I got another thing under my belt and just keep going and keep going and keep going. And, just getting better, you know. It's all for the future. It's all, you know, at the end of the day, it's bigger than me. And that's what we got to remember. Most of the stuff is bigger than us. It's not, you know, life or death situation, but it's definitely a situation that can either help or hinder, you know, the future generation. You know, which side do you want to be on? Do you want to not have no impact? I mean, but the thing about it is everyone makes an impact. Little do they know. In some way, shape, or form, whether it's good, bad, or even neutral, some way we make an impact. So that right there just should tell you just how powerful we all are. But we all don't see ourselves that way sometimes. Sometimes we don't see ourselves that way. And it's definitely not a good thing. But that just comes from, I guess, you know, how we were raised, first 7 years of our lives. All this stuff is important. I know it seems like I'm going on a rant, but I've been holding all this stuff inside me. And you know, that can get a little bit overwhelming when you're holding so much, I don't know, so much inspiration to yourself. You forget. I mean, yeah, you're fired up, but, you know, sometimes what about others? You know, are you still giving them people that same energy? Are you still having that same enthusiasm? You know, be honest with you guys. I didn't do my show last week because I wasn't in a real enthusiastic mood. I think, you know, that's a very important thing. That when I come and step in front of people or do anything, they can feel the energy of, hey, I'm serious about this. I'm, you know, 100% and not backing down. Probably 110%, maybe even 1,000. But the whole point is that passion, you know. Sometimes we have to find it. Sometimes it's all in just having another challenge, another mountain to get over, another mountain to move. They say we can't move mountains. Well, fuck it. I say you can. Say I can. Say anyone can. But it's all on them to, you know, believe that shit. And, you know, it's a very small group of people who really, honestly, and deeply want that. You know, here's some things I hear Well, I don't care about material possessions. Well, that's you. Material possessions is not going to care about you. I mean, I don't care about money. Oh, this is why you don't have anything. You'll never have anything because you think of all this stuff is energy. All of it, your thoughts, everything is fucking energy. And until you realize everything is energy and the energy you put out is what you're going to get back, you know, and that's really just the gist of it all, really. Energy, everything is energy. So as long as you're tuned into the right energy, you're going to get that energy. So let's just say I'm constantly saying I'm fucking rich. Guess what? Eventually, I'm going to be rich because it's repetition. It's a habit. I think like a rich fucking person. I'm going to move like a rich person. I'm going to study rich people. I'm going to get mentored by rich people. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you know, you get sometimes, you're not playing to lose. You're playing to fucking win. It's plain and simple. I'm not playing to get second place. I'm not playing to get top five. No, number one. If it ain't number one, well, fuck it. I'm going back to the fucking goddamn workshop and I'm coming again and again and again until I get number one. See, a lot of people don't have that intensity anymore. Oh, they get, oh my gosh, I haven't reached it yet. It's been so many years. Well, motherfuckers, cuz you're not seeing it as growth, as a lesson. Yes, the mistakes. Yes, the failures, whatever you want to call them, are all nothing but lessons. You just, you know what I'm saying? Basically stepping stones towards whatever it is that you're passionate about. You know, it's simple. It's about passion. It's about when you're in a bind or when the pressure's on, how are you going to fucking play? Yeah, it may be fourth down. It may be 2 minutes left. But you still got a chance to win because guess what? It's time on the fucking clock. It's time on the fucking clock. And that's why they say it depends on how you use your 24 hours. What are you thinking about? You feel what I'm saying? Are you making sure that your body is being well taken care of? Are you making sure your brain? Are you making sure you're putting yourself around the type of people that you want to be? It all takes that. It all takes all of that energy. Because if you really want it, you'll make those changes. You'll do those things. You'll think like that. You'll say stuff like that. You'll say whatever it is, think however it is, do whatever it is to get what you want. There's nothing wrong with getting what the fuck you want. There's nothing wrong with that. You deserve that. I mean, I know I deserve it, and I work for it. I work for it every day, and I won't stop working for it because, hey, I might reach something. I might reach a goal. I might check a goal off my list, but guess what? I got more coming. I got more coming. Yeah, I'm here to set it in stone. Motherfucker, I'm great. I'm the greatest alive. I'm the fucking GOAT. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Build monuments about me. I don't care if you worship me. Fuck worshiping me. But just know, it's all about being right. At the end of the day, it's all about being right. I mean, not simply right, but what I mean is showing yourself that, hey, I was right about it even from the start. Even when it didn't seem like, hey, I wasn't this, I wasn't that. And everyone was saying this, and everyone was blackballing me, canceling me, or whatever the case. And you come on and still show people, hey, I've been, from the start, I've been this. So you can't say, you know, switched up. Nah, I've been this. I've been saying this. Even before it was perceptionally true. Ha, huh, there we go. Perception, because every perception is reality in this fucked up world. Your perception, you know, how somebody sees you for the first time, is their perception of you. They always gonna remember that first time they met you. You know, some people forget, and some people, you know, as you can think past those things, but most people don't. You know, that's why there aren't. I mean, yes, there. Now, I will say there are a lot more people coming into that, but most people are fooled by perception. So, yeah, the perception of it is one part of it, having a perception of it, which is comes with the repetition. Yeah, it's going to come with that repetition of it, of just constantly just walking like that, talking like that, being around those people, wearing the clothes, being in the environment, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, it's a lot of things. I would just say them. I mean, I said them before, but there's some new things and things I want to actually keep those things under wraps. Yeah, anyways, back to what I was saying. You know, you gotta have that fucking drive. Have to have that drive. So yeah, I got a couple project coming up once I'm done with it. You know, I'm gonna, you know, put that out there for you guys to see. So, yeah. All that's important. But anyways, I'm going to get back to studying. I got something I need to do some studying on. I'm going to let y'all go. I definitely just want to get on for a little bit, give y'all some encouraging words, you know, keep it going, keep the shit up, you know. No, I'm going to keep going, fuck it, I'm going to keep this going. I like this flow. I actually do. I actually like the flow of how, you know, we just jump back into it. Content, you know, putting yourself out there, whatever way it is, advertising, and you have to continuously do it. You have to continuously put yourself in front of people, whatever way that you usually do. You know, no matter how many times it takes. Of course, don't do it the same way. You know, you want to, if this isn't getting you as many, switch it up and boom, experiment. Boom, okay, so this gets me this many people looking at me. Boom, you know. You know, I never really care about the beginning of anything, you know, that I'm experimenting with, because I know when, you know, at the beginning stage, you pretty much just, you know, trial and error. Or if you're taking stuff from a mentor who's already successful, which is probably the fastest way you want to get to where you want to be, is, you know, get the mentor who's already at the level that you want to be. You know, it'll definitely cut that process in half. But you have to put yourself around the right people who think alike, you know, not people who are small-minded and only think of, you know, bullshit all the time. You know, that shit will get aggravating, and you probably aggravate them because you're always talking about real ass shit, you know? A lot of people don't like to talk about real ass shit all the time. You know, they get tired of it. Oh, you know, it's your time, I want to take a break. You know, I'd rather talk about bullshit. Oh, fuck it. I want to talk about money 24/7. I don't care what the hell's going on. I want to meet some money. Shit can be goddamn. I don't care what time it is. That's 24/7. That ain't with me. Money. Money, money, money. Because that's the key. You save the world with money. You do whatever you want with money. You can help people with money. You do so much stuff with money. You know, people tell you it's not important. It is important. It's very important. It's one of the most important things because without it, you want to have shelter, you want to have food, you want to have a car, you want to have shit, really. So, money's important. Lots of money is very important because, like I said, you save the world with lots of money. Why do you think that was black people, blackball people, or somehow they've been involved in some scheme or this, that, and third, people start coming out about some bullshit from 30 to 40 years ago, all type of shit, because they know money, wealth, all that stuff can change things. You know what I'm saying? I could, let's just say I had fucking $1 million. You know how many people would just be listening to me for no fucking reason? I could be telling them shit to fuck them up, and they'll listen to me because I'm a fucking rich-ass motherfucker, you know? I tell you right there. So, yeah, and I'm not wrong. I've always thought this way even as a kid. I figured out at a young age, money, there's nothing around it that says, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, being in touch with your godly self, you know, knowing that you are one with God, you're one with everyone else, so no matter what, you can always make whatever situation you want out of any situation. But it just depends on how you react or you know, the choices that you make. It's almost like RPG, really. Every choice you make does affect certain things in a little way. And you'll get a choice of whether it be positive, negative, neutral, or whatever way you want it to be. But you usually already know, intuition already tells you, okay, boom, I know if I do this, I'm going to get this outcome or this outcome. The only thing that really stops is other people, how they react to it. They might not react how you think, but most times intuition is right. You know, I've been really wrong about intuition. I knew something was going to come up where it's going to give me a little fire in my belly. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie, I've been a little lazy. You know, I've been enjoying the money. So, yeah. But just remember, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. Of course, don't make the same mistakes, but it's part of the process. It's not always going to before you meet your mentors or meet your mentor and really, follow the process step by step. Even then you might see certain, areas of errors where you can make his process even more better. There's so many things to really, kind of put out there. Really never just really care what people think. You know, I don't do this without promo. I really don't care. You know why? Because in the end, everyone's going to listen because I'm right, because I know, because I continuously just, how they say, came at it with different approaches. Came at it with, each time I came back with more knowledge. I definitely would say that. Each time that I, took a little hiatus or took a little break, boom, came back more knowledge. Just know, it's growth. And that's all there should be. person's growth. You know? What the fuck is this? I don't know. Like, people want to be oppressed, to be, don't want to take accountability anymore. I mean, it's despicable. For the ones that do, I mean, want to make a change, definitely in this together. And we can go very far. We think very far, we see very far, we speak very far, we feel very far. And we see it pretty much as limitless. You know, once we reach that one goal, we got more goals, another set of goals, and another set of goals, another set of goals until I die. And, you know, I've already set things up to continue the energy that I've made already. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about death, but it's part of life, and it's not a bad thing. It's something that, you know what I'm saying, should definitely prepare for. As far as, you know, what you're going to leave. What energy. You know, I think about it. I think about it, you know, all the time. But, you know, think about it a lot. Probably 80%, you know, what happens if, you know, anything could happen. You know, shit, anything. You just always gotta be prepared and understand that. Yeah, you know, I'm definitely invincible. But, you know, once everything set in motion that needs to be, time to move on to the next place, to the next plane, and put my energy there and build that up. You know, it's what we are as men, you know, as men. We are, you know, here to make history, not be some fucking mediocre motherfucker, you know. Maybe that's just me. And it's not for everybody. I know that. It's for the select few. One day, you know, people will be on some shit, but it starts with us. It starts with this generation, you know, kind of changing things around. You know, people want to put the fake in the light, but now it's time to put the real in the light, you know. It's time to put stuff as far as growth into light. And there is growth. Well, we speed it up even more. We definitely speed it up even more. You know, a lot of stuff that we haven't even been touched yet because of our primal thoughts. You know? Yeah, it starts with us, and you know, we'll keep getting better. You know, but it is definitely a large number right now, but that's only temporary, and it's actually pretty fun to see, you know, idiots be idiots. It's very amusing and funny. It's annoying, but amusing afterwards, you know. Yeah, you really, really, really just really try to get on my nerves. You did, but it's okay. But yeah, I just see it all as this growth. You know, most situations I put myself in, and once you take accountability for that, you boom, okay, boom. You know, move forward and fix it accordingly. Yeah. next week, what we're going to talk about is, dismissal. And what I mean by that, a motion to dismiss. We're going to how many days, pretty much, how to set up a template on how to do it, what we're going to do next week. Have that set up for y'all, getting that ready this week. Well, this weekend, my bad. And then next Friday, I'm going to, break it down. Go over a little stuff as far as, dismissal is concerned. And, I just wanted to, get y'all ready for next week. And, I went on my little, letting all that energy been storing up. I got lots and lots of energy. So, got lots and lots more. I got, probably about 1,000 years worth of energy just flowing in me. See if I can live to 1,000. I'll make a little wager. Bet you $1,000,000. I'll make it to 1,000. Next week we'll be talking about motion of dismissal. Keep that fire in your bellies. Be passionate. Stop being fucking snowflakes. You know what I'm saying? Something don't work, well, boom. Just make it. Do something that does work. Or, experiment till you get it to work. Or, like I said, a mentor. So many ways you can go about it. It sounds so simple, man. You just make it sound so simple. It is simple. You just make it hard. When you want it, it's simple. You want it. You're going to go get it. Anything you ever wanted in life, if you really wanted it, you made a way to get that shit. More and more I get tired of broke people. I'm not talking about people without money. I'm talking about mindset broke. Boy, energy, all that shit. Shit's annoying. I know I sound like a fucking rich person, but fuck. It's annoying. It really is. It really fucking is, man. You don't understand, it's just all about directing your energy towards the right thing. I was always on the right path. Even when I didn't have too much money, I always knew, boom, I was going to make money. I'm going to put myself in that way. I always believed that. I knew, even when on the outside, people go, oh, you this, you that. Nah, motherfucker. I'm rich. I'm that nigga. I'm fucking goat. I still say the same thing. Guess what? It comes truer every fucking day. Because repetition. Because I didn't give up. Because that's what I was passionate about. Being a fucking pussy. Being a fucking pussy. And just make a way. Always just make a way. Know that for a fact. Always just make a way. That was just how I was raised. Pretty much great. Because my You know, my pops, I can definitely say that. My dad definitely instilled some real ass shit. You know, it's in me. Born with it. You know what I'm saying? So I can't even be flexing. Right? I'm only as real because of him. You know, I gotta pay homage. Yeah, I'm about to go. Got me a little something. Got to do some research. Be up all night. I could talk to y'all all day, but no, we'll save that for next week. I'm going to be doing a little teaching. So yeah, we'll leave that. I'm finished talking y'all heads off and giving y'all so much just my energy. Use it all up. I give you 500 years. Each and every one of you. 500 years worth of energy. Have it. Because it's just nothing pure energy. One day, I understand. I'll understand that I was right. So, till next Friday, might do a little soulful Saturday. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I'm feeling inspired. When I feel inspired, it means greatness is here. So yeah, I might do something for y'all tomorrow. Do a little pop up show, just, you know, on the fly. No promo. No promo. I need promo for. Cause you're gonna come to that realness. You're gonna understand that the energy is here. You know what I'm saying? The energy is here, and I'm giving it to you because I want you to win. You know what I'm saying? And I know it sounds like a whole bunch of ebonics and I'm talking in code and stuff like that, but I'm not really. I'm really just saying, hey, whatever it is, you got to find what you're passionate about. You have to, you know what I'm saying? Try with stuff that's not going to cost you your life or, you know, get your time in jail. You know, experiment with things that, yes, you might lose money, you might do this. You know what I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, but you have to be in a good position. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying quit your job or none of that shit like that. What I'm saying is, you know, if you have a job, start seeing how you can branch off from the job where you could be making more money, you know what I'm saying, money on the side until it becomes, you know, the main course, the main thing. You know what I'm saying? Or you can have two or three things going. You know what I'm saying? You might have a whole bunch of things that you're passionate about that you're going to make money off of. Most things now, you know what I'm saying, that you make money off of pretty much anything. I mean, there's people making money off of everything, literally everything. People get paid to do people's homework, you know, all type of shit. People's essays. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. You actually get paid for that. You know what I'm saying? Doing somebody's homework. Like, what? Damn. So I get paid to do some essay? Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, so much money out there. It's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Definitely write. Write a lot. Read a lot. Reading and writing expands your mind and expands your creativity. You want to be creative. You want to be a person when you create that new thing. It's in a big margin where, you know what I'm saying, instead of dealing with a million people, you're dealing with billions of people. You feel what I'm saying? So even if, you know what I'm saying, half of those billions of people buy your stuff, you're still fucking a fucking billionaire. You get what I'm saying? Big margins. You know what I'm saying? Big fucking margins, big markets all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? You want to go for big markets. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that where the market is big. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to overcharge because it's a big market. You know what I'm saying? Smaller markets usually have to overcharge because they have to make up because it's, you know what I'm saying, a lower percentage of people that is going to buy into that product because it's in such a specific margin, you know what I'm saying, where it only deals with only a certain amount. So, yeah, big margins where you make millions, billions, trillions. Think about that. Think about creating something like that. Remember writing, reading, all that stuff like that. Definitely is important to your creativity. Creativity is, you know, we sometimes lose creativity, even me, you know. A hard time sometimes. Remember back in the day, they used to create players. I wouldn't know what the fuck the name is, man, because I wasn't no creative person, man. I'd be like, man, what the fuck should I name this person? Like, what should I, you know? Like, yeah, I could never come up with, you know what I'm saying? Some people was good at that shit. Me, I was never good at it. Even now, I'm probably not good at doing names, but with crazy ass ideas, I'm pretty good at. I do a lot of writing. I do a lot of reading. Try to expand my vocabulary. Definitely, if I don't know something, I definitely say I don't know. Because, hey, I might want to learn. So I'm not always an expert in every field, but, you know, I can be if I just say I don't know. Go hold y'all up. I might do something for y'all tomorrow, but definitely next Friday I'm going to be going over motion to dismiss, a couple of rules on it, go over a little template as far as how to pretty much put together one. You know what I'm saying? I would love to when you guys get on and, you know, kind of give me a scenario pretty much to come up with, kind of, you know, put together for the show. Anyways, see you guys next week. Sorry I've been missing the shows and stuff like that. I know y'all guys miss me. But I'm back. Got some work to do. So, see you guys next week. Peace to God.